Hey guys, welcome to Crime Cats True Crime. Today we're in the studio with the Handsome Scoundrels. So it's a little bit different take on our podcast. We will be sharing spooky stories with them and joining them on their podcast. This is just a recreation, basically, of what they put out earlier this week. If you guys want to go follow them at the Handsome Scoundrels AL on Instagram, you can find them on Facebook at the Handsome Scoundrels. And check out their new album that got released last year, Ooh La La. Thanks for listening.
What's going on?
Not much. Is Michael and Robert.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm Robert.
That's Robert.
Yeah.
I'm Michael. We have two special guests in the studio. And they are.
I'm Jackie.
Hi, I'm Jessica. Hey, y'all. Hey.
They're both very Southern.
Hey.
They was raised on a plantation.
Yes.
In 1860.
Wow. Okay. It's very uncomfortable to sit in my hoop skirt here.
Yeah. They are both Azalea Trail maids.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's quite the honor.
Yeah. It's nice.
You guys have a podcast, right? And you're here to promote it.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Crime Cats True Crime Podcast. Mm.
Which is, if you haven't caught on, it's a true crime podcast about spooky stories. And
yeah,
what do you guys talk about? Cats at all?
Sometimes.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, actually,
you guys are between cat. The two of us, we have a lot of cats.
Yeah,
you are cat people.
We're cat ladies.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it wasn't on purpose for me, but you know, it just kind of happens.
Well, I only have one, but he's enough for like 12. So yeah.
How'd you end up with so many cats,
Jackie? Okay, so I had two, and then another one just came along, and she was pregnant, so I was like, oh, well, I can't get rid of her now. And so she had 6 kittens, and I adopted all out but 2. And then randomly, this one cat shows up, and he just walks in the house and starts living there. So I was like,
I live here now.
Yeah, basically, so.
Was he smoking a cigarette when he walked in?
And he's a tuxedo cat, so he's very sophisticated.
Oh, it was a long cigarette.
Yeah.
It was a Virginia Slim.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I live here now.
So I'm in the process of adopting
more cats?
Some of them out.
What does that mean?
Like, you know, finding other homes for them instead of my own.
I don't know all the business terms for the cat industry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
how many episodes do you guys have?
Seven. Yeah.
That's 7 that are out right now.
Yeah.
Where do you guys stream?
On Spotify.
Spotify.
Apple Music or Apple Podcast.
Nice.
And Stitcher.
And Podomatic.
Oh yeah. That one.
Which no one obviously listens on there.
Yeah.
Some people.
I don't think.
Yeah, some people actually do, surprisingly.
We have some downloads on there, which I'm interested in, like, who downloads instead of streams?
It won't let me look into it, but yeah. And I've had comments
on the actual platform.
Yeah.
Very hurtful comments.
You suck. I hate cats.
We
I hate you.
Haven't had any.
I hate crime and cats.
Not yet.
We have a Facebook
group.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have a Facebook group?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm in that. I'll have to get in that. Is it private or public?
If you like our group, then you'll see it on our actual page. It's like promoted on our page.
I think it's public.
But Yeah, I think we have to.
Because I get some random. No, I get some random people that I approve.
Yeah, we have to approve it.
Ah, nice.
We don't let just anybody in there.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
It's very.
Because we, you know, since serial killers, they can just go in there and see what we're talking about. We don't want that.
No. I'm sure they do that though. Like
try to perfect their crimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So like, oh, you know, that's how you do the perfect crime. Because they're telling us.
They're taking tips from you guys.
How would you feel if you found out you contributed to
I'd feel
a serial killer.
That's disturbing. I don't know. It would be pretty bad.
Yeah?
I'd feel slightly honored, but in a weird way. In a weird
slightly
way.
Flattered.
Yeah. Like, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. That would be weird.
It would be weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey guys, want to
give a big shout out.
Good review. Give a big
Crime
shout
cats.
Out. Crime cats
for helping
me,
you know, murder this lady.
For training all these cats to kill people.
Hashtag live your dreams.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
They said you couldn't do it, guy out there, and you showed them wrong through the help of crime cats.
Eventually, we would like to do. Other people like Crime Junkies and Morbid, they do like live shows, storytelling shows. So that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's on the goal list.
Yep.
I think the only true crime podcast I listen to is the Last Podcast on the Left.
I've listened to that one.
I haven't listened to that one in a little while. Yeah. I think they're pretty popular. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think so. Isn't it a couple of comedians that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're pretty funny. I like them.
Oh, you think you're a bunch of comedians, huh?
Mm. I like the ones like that are like not super serious.
Right.
Like, I mean, I do like, there's one called Case File that's very, very serious, straight facts. Like,
that's the Australian guy.
That's the Australian guy. And he's interesting, but it's like, it literally makes me want to go to sleep.
Yeah. I tune in more to his accent.
Yeah.
So I miss half the story.
G'day.
Yeah.
No, his is like, I don't know. He's very soothing. And like,
it makes you fall asleep.
The way he speaks is just like very repetitive almost. G'day. I don't know.
G'day. G'day.
It's very
okay.
Now it just sounds weird that you're repeating this.
Yeah, I don't like the true crime where they try and reenact stuff. Like they have like Foley work where there's he came down the stairs.
No, Crime Junkies started doing that for a little bit.
Oh,
and then I realized that I guess they got a bunch of negative feedback.
Probably.
Because they don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
It sounded so cheesy.
Yeah, that's cheesy.
Somebody just got the aluminum foil in front of the mic.
Slamming doors.
And there was a thunderstorm.
I will say there is one called Unsolved Murders or Unsolved Mysteries or something. It's not Unsolved Mysteries. Unsolved Murders. And it's like a radio show.
Mm.
So they have like different people like reenacting and it's like old timey sounding. And I don't know. I like that one.
Listen, see, you're about to get murdered.
Yeah,
see?
No, really. It is like that. It's really cool.
That's kind of cool.
It's by Parcast.
It's what?
By Parcast.
Oh. I like Going West too.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Why are we just sitting here talking about
we're just plugging everybody else. So what made you guys really want to start a podcast?
Because we listened to all those other ones.
Yeah.
Right. And
we can do this.
We know more. It's fine. No, we like to talk a lot.
Yeah.
I think we just like to tell, and we were just tired of listening to, we would just want other people to listen to this shit we have to say.
Yeah, we're like, hey, look.
Somebody listen to me.
Listen to me.
It got to the point to where she would tell me a story, I would tell her a story, and then we already knew it all.
Because we listened to so many podcasts.
And so we're like, let's just tell other people, let's tell it better.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's usually in any of our creative endeavors, like other people have been doing this stuff.
Yeah,
but it's just you gotta
put your own take on it.
Put your spice into it.
Yeah,
yeah.
We were kind of shocked to find out that other people were doing the band thing. We thought we were new.
I was like, you guys are like,
wait
the first
a second.
Band?
I was like, there are other guys. I play this instrument and you play that one over there, and we get this other guy to bang on these things in a rhythmic style.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can come up with something cool.
Maybe we got something here.
Yeah. And then found out people have been doing it for years.
Yep.
Ever since the 90s.
Since the late 90s.
Late 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you guys don't, because with doing a, like a true crime podcast, I could see it being easy. Like, all right, we're going to do an episode on Ed Gein. but it's like everybody's done that. Yeah. So you guys choose
cases that
are a little unheard.
I like the ones that aren't as hurt, and like I try and do some like local cases too. We've done two local cases, but I don't. I mean, there's not a whole lot of new things to say,
right?
Yeah, I don't want to keep telling the same story
exactly. So I like to.
But part of our podcast too is reviewing things that we've watched or heard or seen. We put our like two thumbs up, you know. Yeah. Or
like, it's
two
thumbs this, way good. Down.
Yeah.
Or like, this is terrible. Don't watch this.
Do you guys know John Wayne Gacy was a clown?
I did. We did an episode. Yeah. That was okay. I'm like, geez, Michael, do your research. God.
I would say your last two have been your best ones.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, because we finally figured out like
how to talk to
Jessica. Was nervous.
I was nervous.
Very and stiff. And about I'm like, what? You got to loosen up.
Oh, just talking. It's
and
weird.
I'm a researcher, so I love the research aspect. So I like literally would write out a script. And then I would just read it. And that's obviously.
I was trying to like tell you got to. Finally, I sat down. I was like, just look at me and talk to me and tell me the story and not read it, you know?
Right. Yeah. So, which I still kind of read the story, but I can just not. It's not as obvious.
Yeah.
And we interject more like with our little.
I just say random shit that pops in my head. So that's about it.
Yeah.
That's all I do. That's all I contribute.
But too. That's the hard part.
The ones where you're doing less known cases, like the Abraham Shakespeare.
Yeah.
That was probably my favorite one.
Yeah, I really like that one.
That one was really cool. And the Elisa Lam was cool.
Yeah.
That one hasn't been done a lot either because I mean nobody knows what conclusion to draw. I think she was just having a psychotic break.
Yeah.
So
crawled into a water tank.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, is that the psycho woman on the roof?
Yeah.
The hotel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where was that?
L.A.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They have the video of her leaving the elevator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That video is weird. It's like, just upsetting.
It's freaky.
Her arms. She's like this.
But it was also slowed down, so it looks
yeah,
weird.
So it she's popping, like,
popping
up.
She was just popping and locking.
She's feeling it. She's popping and locking her way to the water.
She herself that day.
It was real weird.
She was listening to some little Boozy or something.
Some Handsome Scoundrels. That would be creepy. We found
that
out.
That would be weird.
The last thing she was found with was a Handsome Scoundrels EP. Mm-hmm. Thick cuts.
That would be strange.
Strangely, the last place she went was called the last bookstore.
Right.
The last bookstore?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the last place other than the hotel that she went.
Weird.
Yeah.
What's our next one about?
So our next one is about a very well-done one. It's everyone has done this one. But I'm super interested in it. And Cullen was like, well, you need to do it. My husband. So I'm going to do it for him.
Is that how he talks?
He's 4 feet. Sometimes. He's very sometimes. Smart.
Are you married to Vern Troyer?
Cullen. Okay, yeah, but what's this one about?
This one is H.H. Holmes.
Oh, yeah, the Murder Mansion.
The Murder Mansion, yeah. And he
that's a cool
it's one.
One
of his favorites, so kind of. And he's going to actually guest star on that episode.
As H.H. Holmes?
Maybe. No, probably not, though. He'll probably just be his Cullen self.
Loud.
Which is loud and obnoxious and the fact dragon, as people call
the
him.
The fact dragon?
Yeah.
Wow. Does he sit on a pile of facts?
He does. He just loves to, like, Wikipedia all night and stay up 4 in the morning reading.
I like that stuff. Trivia.
Just anytime you have something to say, he's like, well.
Oh.
Well, no, he got really mad at me because I beat him in trivia twice. And he said I cheated. Oh, and I was like, I know things too, Cullen.
You're not the only one who knows things.
I do that too. I go in like the dark web.
Yeah, me too.
And read all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Stealing radicals. People's social security numbers.
Exactly.
All right, 528 over there.
Yeah.
That's cool. Have you guys recorded? You haven't recorded that one yet.
No, we probably will this week.
Yeah, we're probably doing it Friday.
When?
Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. How often do they come out?
Whenever.
The pod.
Yeah, we're not super structured.
Bi-weekly, but then.
I take forever to write them.
And then I have a life.
Well.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we try to at least get one out a month.
Nice.
I mean, it'd be more often. when we can.
When I can eventually get my stockpile of episodes. Because I'm writing two episodes right now at once.
Mm. Yeah, and we're starting to do that.
On the same page?
No, definitely not.
So, yeah, we're just going to record a whole bunch and just set them out to automatically release.
Nice.
Eventually.
Yeah.
I did come today with a story to tell you guys.
Okay, yeah.
This is actually one of my favorites, and this is one of my first, like, stories that Cullen told me, which was, like, way back in the day when we first started dating. And it's the story of the original Florida Man, in my opinion.
Oh, I know which one this is.
So, once upon a time, there's this German dude named Karl von Kossel.
Sounds very German.
He is very German. And it's kind of funny because he looks like he has these tiny little round glasses and like crazy hair. So he looks exactly like his name to me. Like when I see him, I'm like, oh.
Like a German mad scientist?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, yeah. And he was a scientist. He was actually a radiologist in the 30s. Mm. So in his childhood, he would regularly be visited by his dead ancestors.
Like you do.
And they would always show him his true love, which was a dark-haired, exotic woman. You know, and this is actually the most normal part of that story. This is the normal part. It gets weirder. In his adulthood, he was a radiologist, and he lived in Key West, which I think I like the story so much because I used to live in Key West. In high school, I went
to like a local,
my senior year.
Local tale.
Yeah. And it's funny because my dad lived there for 15 years and I just told him the story at Ruby Tuesdays the other night. And he was like, I'd never heard of this.
Shout out Ruby Tuesdays.
He was like, oh, that's creepy. But he worked at the Marine Hospital in Key West. And he was working one day and this beautiful Cuban American woman named Marina Elena Milagro de Hoyos comes in, and he immediately recognized her from his ancestor dreams as the woman that this is true love.
Okay. Makes sense.
And he immediately thought, okay, this is my destiny. I was supposed to be here today. He was very into, that type of thought.
Bullshit.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm your dentist.
Like the white girls are into astrology these days.
It was Pisces season. He meant to be,
Mercury was in Gatorade.
Okay. But he believed in love at first sight.
Okay.
And which is also horrible because he had a wife and children at home.
So he's just been waiting on this chick.
He's been waiting on her his whole life, even though he went, went ahead and married someone else.
Okay. Well, you got to go ahead and just knock it out.
Get it over with.
Get a little that first marriage out of the way.
Yeah. Right.
Everybody's got to get their first one out of the way, right?
Yeah. He then learned, the reason she was there at the hospital is because she had tuberculosis.
Sexy.
So he tried everything in his power to cure her, all the while showering her with gifts like jewels and, trying to treat her with weird x-ray machines that he would just show up to her house with and be like, hey, look, let me give you some radiation.
I have this experimental x-ray machine.
Exactly. And he would make these machines himself.
Oh, God.
Ooh. So he was pretty eccentric.
Out of Legos.
He was just declaring his love constantly to her, and she's just like, And there's no really record of what she thought of this, but my assumption is she's just kind of like, can you not?
Yeah.
Because she's 22 and he's 50-something. So that's gross.
That's a big age difference.
Yeah.
It's pretty big.
Could be your dad.
Could be.
Eventually, she died at 22, and he convinced the family to let him pay for the funeral because they were not, he's rich.
Is there any record of how his wife and children felt about this?
No. Wait, was he still married?
He's still married the whole time.
Wow.
I don't know if his wife knew. I don't know.
I mean,
but eventually, I think she does find out. Well, she.
You think he would find out?
I think she would find. I mean, well, it's also the 30s. It's not like you can go look up text messages and
that's
stuff.
True.
True that.
Look up the search history on the rotary phone.
I mean, I would think a large sum of money would be missing, and where'd that go? Oh, I just paid for some chick's funeral,
right? Not only did he pay for the funeral, he built her a mausoleum. Okay. Above ground, because in Key West,
thirsty much?
It is
Heinrich or whatever, Witzel. What's this guy's name?
Oh, Carl von Tossel.
Ah, okay, yeah,
Tossel.
Gotcha. Because Key West, they're like literally like a coral rock. Like you can't really dig in the ground. Anybody. So yeah, it's like New Orleans. All the mausoleums are above ground.
Mm. Gotcha.
And he had like this super obsession with her body. He was like, I can't imagine her decaying. So he literally was paying for an airtight casket with an incubator full of formaldehyde to prevent her body from decaying.
Was it clear so he could go look at it?
I don't know. Probably.
That's true.
Because he was going there every day.
If he's getting a custom incubator casket, why not go the extra mile?
Right.
Putting a little
at least put a peephole in there. So
you know, he really might have done that.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I bet it sounds like something he would do.
Yeah.
For sure.
Knowing Carl. That's so Carl.
Such a Carl move.
Okay. But he would literally visit her every day. And he said that her spirit would come and sing to him.
Which, did it say which song?
No, it didn't. Oh. Then one night in 1933, 2 years after her death, Carl sneaks into the cemetery with a toy wagon and just takes her body home with him. He's just like, all right, let's just go on home.
Well, maybe the bills of this custom incubator were like mounting, and
it was just fiscally responsible.
Just take her home with you. Yeah.
You know.
He then fills her body with rags.
Ugh. Wait, fills it on the inside?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
To keep the shape, you know.
Oh,
so it doesn't
implode,
I guess. I don't know. And then he keeps her skeleton intact with piano wires and coat hangers. And then replaces her decomposing eyes with glass eyes.
I think this is a Black Dahlia murder song.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Maybe.
I need to look that up.
Okay.
And then he also replaces her decomposing skin with silk cloth soaked in wax. Has to, of course, get rid of all the maggots because there's that. And uses perfume and preserving agents to mask the smell to hopefully stop the rotting, which I don't think it did.
Yeah, once you've started that rotting process, it's tough.
It's kind of hard to slow it
down. Yeah.
And then he fashioned a wig for her. From her own hair, which he
this is some Bates Motel stuff.
Yeah.
Like Psycho movie.
I think it's really weird that his mom or her mom was just like, "Yeah, here's some hair," because that's where he got the hair from, was from her mom.
Wow.
And I'm just like, why would you give someone your daughter's hair?
Why would she have the hair?
I don't know.
Was that
enough hair to make a wig?
That might have been a 30s thing. Like, we got to. Where's the hair bag?
Yeah,
that is pretty odd.
She just goes through and like they just cleaned out a bunch of brushes.
That's a lot of brushes. Yeah.
The worst kind of hair.
Yeah,
too.
It's like bad. But he also keeps her body in his bed.
Where does his wife sleep?
I won't get into the details, but he probably does more than sleep. In that bed.
Okay, Ted Bundy.
Right, the first.
Gets a little
right,
freaky.
The original Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
Taking his eccentricity to the next level, he plans.
I love that this is just eccentric and not a mental health problem.
Right.
So at this point, there's not really much of a corpse left, right?
No, it's mostly just wax.
Piano wire and wax.
And silk
and wax. Yes.
It's a skeleton
it's
held
a
together.
A mummy.
Yeah.
Typically.
It's basically. A new age mummy, pretty much. Mm. Yeah.
New age mummy is my new electro synth pop band.
Yeah. Yes. New age mummy. Love it. But anyway, he actually had plans to build a spacecraft. And take her into space.
What we're thinking.
Into the stratosphere so that the radiation from outer space can bring her back to life.
He really is a mad scientist. Like, this was in the 30s.
Yeah.
Do we even go to space then?
No.
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 In the 1930s?
60s. No, 30 years later.
No, make sure. He was ahead of the game, which he obviously never made it to space. But
how do you know?
Because you'll see. So he has her for 7 years.
Ooh, buddy.
7 years. In 1940, rumors are swirling about this odd behavior because Key West is tiny. It is like literally like 3 miles long and 2 miles wide. So there is no secrets. Everybody That's knows it. Everything. And during the 7-year period, he had bought her a house. So he didn't take her home to, like, his wife's house, obviously.
Okay, okay, because so, I was wondering okay, where yeah. his wife yeah. slept.
No, he bought a new house and left his wife for her, for the dead
the
body.
The dead woman?
Yeah. Ugh.
Damn, so, only one could be so lucky.
Right? That's obsession, though. Like, it's not...
somebody to love me like this guy loves this dead person.
It's a little scary, though.
Wow. A little bit.
So these people are all, like, noticing the weird stuff that's happening, like... They noticed that he's not going to visit her every day. His sister is like, it's kind of weird that you're not there every day when you were there every day for 2 years. And then also a little boy literally saw him dancing with her in the mirror. But it looked like a life-size doll because he was holding her up, obviously.
Right.
So eventually the sister's just so like weirded out by the fact that he... you know, used to be obsessed with her and now suddenly never goes to see her anymore. So she just shows up at his house, the new house, one day. And he just doesn't, he doesn't even try and hide it. He's just like, come on in. There's your sister.
Ooh.
Because he's, you know, he's caught at that point. He can't really hide it. So she immediately calls the police and is like, yo, my sister's dead body is in this house. And she's pissed. She's very pissed.
Understandably.
yeah. So she turns him in, obviously, and he gets arrested. And it's weird. His like, charges is wantonly and maliciously destroying a grave and removing a body without authorization. Is his charge.
Yeah.
Psychiatrists examine him and somehow declare him sane.
Don't wow.
know how that's
saying. So he's basically just getting charged with grave robbing. Exactly. At this point. Okay.
Yeah. And unfortunately, there are statute of limitations on grave robbing.
Ooh, oh.
So he didn't actually get in trouble because it was 7 years ago when he stole her.
Jesus.
So he literally got away scot-free.
What do they call that?
Oh, crap. Statute of limitations?
No, it wasn't that. I can't remember. I don't know.
Well, all this craziness makes the headlines, obviously, all over Florida. So that's why I say he's the original Florida man.
Gotcha.
They're like, Florida man steals dead body.
Wow.
And the public is weirdly sympathetic to him. They're not like, you're gross. They're like, aw, that's sad. They see him as like a hopeless romantic that's just eccentric.
That, see, again, eccentric. Like, no.
That word is literally like, in every, it's all over every single article.
Some kind of mental.
Eccentric is like, you have jars quirky. Of buttons everywhere. Yeah, you know? Yeah.
That is not eccentric. That's yeah. gross. And then for some weird reason, the police let them do a public viewing of her body in this funeral home. So she was just stood up in a corner, and 8,000 people came to this
Damn.
This funeral home to see her body and what he had done with it.
Are there pictures of this? Can we look this up?
Absolutely. She okay, because
I
kind of
need to see this. Is it freaky?
It is freaky. Ooh. She looks like a doll.
Ugh.
I mean, he did a great job of making her look.
Shout out.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you're going to do it.
You got to do it right.
Do it right.
put some time into it. Put some effort into it.
Yeah. And you know,
did.
Local schools even let the kids out early so they could go see it and be scarred for life.
And this is the 40s at this point, right?
No, it's still the 30s.
Okay, yeah. Late 30s.
Late 30s, yeah.
Right before World War II.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Then emboldened by the public, Carl actually had the gall to ask for Elena's body back.
Ooh.
Did they give it to him?
No, thank God.
Okay, that's good.
Some common sense did prevail, and that request was completely denied, thankfully. Elena is then reburied in a secret, unmarked grave to avoid another toy wagon trip. Unhappy about this, Carl decides to set off a bomb at the site of the mausoleum as a way to show authorities what wantonly and malicious destroying of a grave really looks like.
I'm going to show you, boys. I'm going to show you what it's really like to be mad. Yeah. Okay.
And also, still longing for his lost love, he used a forensic death mask as a basis for a new life-size dummy of her. Whoa. Which he kept in his bed until his death in July of 1952.
Ugh. So he built
a new one.
Man, he really loved her.
A new Elena. Yeah. Yeah. Huh. And some accounts of his death claim that he was actually found in the arms of the dummy. But, you know, that may be rumors. But
yeah.
Well, so did it say how he died? Just old age?
Yeah, just old age.
Damn.
Huh. Yeah. Because he was already, you know, 50. In his late 50s, mid 50s when he met her. And then in the 52, you know.
70s, wow. 80s.
Yeah.
So that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's gross.
It is.
Yeah, that Black Dahlia song is called Death Mask Divine.
Huh.
And so that's,
all the lyrics are matching up.
I'll have to look
the one off
that.
The Nocturnal album, right?
Yes. That's a brilliant album.
It's a good one.
But yeah. Wow. That's a great story.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. And I've been wanting, that one's been in my back pocket that's for a good while, one. So I'm glad I got a chance to tell it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
Wow.
Because it's too short for for a whole episode of our show. So.
The original Florida Man.
Yep.
I like it.
Wow. That's crazy. I want to know, like, there had to be, like, some people in that town that are, like, while it's all going on and everybody's just like, oh, let's go look at the weird thing. There's got to be some person that's like, no.
This is wrong.
This is wrong. This is gross.
Yeah.
This guy's been doing things to that thing for 7 years. Right. Yeah.
How do you? Mob mentality.
I don't know. Yeah. Key West is a strange place. It's full of strange people. So maybe that's the normal for Key West. I don't know. I wasn't there long enough to know for real, but.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's pretty gross.
That's gross.
Necrophilia.
Yeah. No, definitely. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're having a de-maggot thing.
No.
Ugh. Mm. I remember. I do remember seeing that on some show.
Oh, yeah?
Ma'am.
How to de-maggot something?
No. The story.
The hell story. Are you watching?
I know.
Trying to de-maggot. Trying to de-maggot a corpse.
Yeah. No.
Today on the History Channel.
Right after Ancient Aliens.
Yeah.
The just kicking on wax and shit. That's just so gross.
Wow.
That's another level.
So, okay, his plans were to go into outer space.
Yeah, let's revisit that.
Right?
I wonder how far he got.
Yeah, was he building a...
Well, he'd already built a spaceship. He had built a plane.
An outer space plane.
Well, no, it was just a regular plane. Okay. He was going to turn it into...
Oh, yeah. That's an easy retrofit.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Just add some rockets on the back.
I'm just going to put some rockets. I've got a million bottle rockets that I'm going to light at the same time. Launch me into space.
Invent, rocket technology.
Yeah.
When you kept saying, like, little toy wagon, I'll just picture him.
A little red wagon.
Yeah, a little red rider.
Red rider.
Yeah.
Radio flyer.
Radio flyer, yeah. Gosh.
Yeah.
What? It's just like a little kid. Just, well, yeah, I'm going to, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to get this body.
Going to preserve it. Wax
yeah. And then we just go into space.
Then we go into space. And I'm going to have a room that's got a slide into it. Yeah. And it's like full of jelly beans that I can eat whenever. And I don't go to bed until I want to.
Okay. Just think about that.
Okay.
I'm playing, Mom. Okay, yeah. Do it.
Yeah, the kid from Blank Check easily could have turned into this. Yeah.
That's a good movie, though.
It is. I like that one.
Yeah. I always get that one and the other one confused that he was in. The when president, he was the president's, president's son kid. Or something. Yeah.
First kid. With Sinbad.
Yeah. Yes!
I think we mentioned that not too long ago on the podcast, didn't we?
We usually mention
greatest movies of all time. Once Casablanca, Gone with the Wind, five. Wizard of Oz, Blank Check, First Kid.
Yeah.
It's top five.
Well.
So.
Blank Check has it's one of those, like, I watched it a million times as a kid, so it's just stuck in my memory.
I always wanted a wall full of the 500 TVs that he had.
Yeah.
They were like synced up to.
You can do it now,
right?
It's a little bit cheaper and easier.
Yeah.
You don't have not to get big tube
a whole
TVs.
Bunch of tube TVs. No.
I'm gonna look at
my TV wall. Cost $100,000.
If fast forward to 2020, costs $400.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm. Mm. Wow.
Wild. Yeah. We don't prepare for our episodes like y'all do.
Well, you guys just prepare for anything. Talk.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Ours is much easier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Much cheesier.
Much cheesier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't want to get any of the facts wrong, you know, and then people be pissed.
No, I mean, if you're going to do true crime,
well,
it's not kind of true crime.
Right.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. These are some of the facts.
Yeah, somewhat crime.
They might be
somewhat
true.
Somewhat true crime. Yeah. We'll leave it up to the listener.
It could be. It might be true crime.
Might be true.
We guys should do another podcast and just, you know. I think I heard
fictional crimes.
It's mostly true, but then you sprinkle in like some really outlandish stuff. Yeah.
Guess the lie. Yeah. Two lies. Was it two truths and a lie?
Yeah.
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 We'll start doing that.
That would be kind of fun though. Like pick out the lie in the story.
So in 1930,
everybody has to do their own. We make people work for this shit.
In 1930, he kept her body in his 2017 Camaro in the backyard.
Camaro. Well, you know, he could have been a time traveler.
He could have been.
Wanted to go to space.
Yeah.
So.
Or maybe he's like a Lisa Lamb and he can jump through parallel universes.
Dimensions.
And
that was
that
creepy.
That was creepy.
Man, that part was really creepy.
Yeah. That part really gave me chills for
because
real.
Because for a second, I believed it.
What did she say she could slip through dimensions?
It's like there's an elevator
there's
game.
This game that is, I think it's Korean, Japanese?
Mm.
It's Asian.
Asian. This game where...
Asian.
You have to be in a building. You have to be in a building that has 10 floors or more.
Yeah.
And you go into the elevator and you punch in a specific floor combo.
Yeah.
And it takes you to another dimension. And in this dimension, it's just like ours, but slightly different. It's darker.
It's into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, kind of. It's like a darker version of our own universe. Yeah. And you go into it, and there's this woman who comes into the elevator with you, and you can't talk to her or look at her. Mm. You have to act like she's not there. And if you do, then, quote unquote, bad things happen to you.
Mm.
It's kind of like the whole the Grudge, the Ring, all that, like,
it's kind of Japanese like Silent style. Hill.
Yeah. So supposedly Lisa, talked to the woman. And then
that's why she was supposedly
she was
talking to herself in the elevator.
Yeah. And freaking out and swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Who knows?
Who knows?
I mean, we can go try it. I was always so too even chicken to do like Bloody Mary.
Oh, me too.
I won't do that.
No, I don't either.
The only thing I ever did is that me and a group of girlfriends, we watched The Craft in like fifth grade and started trying to do witchcraft.
Oh, I never
light
even
as a
had
feather,
a
stiff as a board stuff. Mm-hmm.
Never did that.
Michael and I do that every night.
ritual.
Yeah.
Bedtime ritual.
Yeah. Me tucking Michael in. Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Oh, God.
And I kiss him on the forehead.
Mm-hmm.
And,
he goes right to sleep.
Yep.
I was even too scared to make prank calls. We made one prank call. And it was so traumatic because my cousin literally calls this Chinese food restaurant, and this is so racist and I hate it, but we did. We called this Chinese food restaurant and asked if they serve dog. And the dude got so angry. He's like, you know, I have caller ID. I'm going to call the police on y'all. And then like 5 minutes later, like, her dad started coming up the stairs and we thought it was the police. And we were literally boo-hoo crying. We're like, we're going to go to prison. Like, we were so upset. It was traumatic.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I did the old pranks. Is your refrigerator running? You better cook. I just did the stupid stuff. I never did anything like that.
Well, it was Lacey. I blame her.
Oh.
Thanks, Lacey.
Lacey. Lacey strikes again.
She was a bad influence. Even though she was younger than me. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Jessica, you're like a goody two-shoes.
I am. Always have been.
Yeah. She's very straight-laced. Yeah.
I was expecting it to be, like, way worse of a prank call.
Right? Like that was
traumatic. That's not very traumatic.
Super racist prank call.
Like, oh, God.
And
there we go.
Oh, I'm not going into it.
No. I was saying.
Oh,
I was about to.
I wasn't going to come up with a super racist scenario.
Yeah. Cool.
So what are your future plans for the podcast? What would you guys like to see happen?
The storytelling.
Yeah.
We want to definitely get on a regular schedule.
Yeah, that's definitely something we got to do. But we're trying to work on a website, and I keep failing at that.
Got to use the internet.
Yeah, so hard. Those mouses.
The mices.
Our kids, we had to teach them how to use mouses.
They don't know how to use a mouse, like a computer mouse, because all they ever use in school are the trackpads on the laptop.
I was just shocked. I was like, what do you mean? You don't know how to use a mouse.
Yeah. They get the MacBooks now, and it's all super, super
high tech,
and they use tablets and iPads, and so they don't have to use a mouse.
I just never even thought of it, and it just blew my mind.
Well,
back in my day, we had a piece of chalk and a piece of slate.
Well, you are that old.
Do your arithmetic on it.
Bust out the abacus.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Seven.
You would recognize
little
it.
Little beads and
yeah.
Count.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Come on, Jessica.
You're obviously not into the abacus scene like right. We are. We're big on sliding things around on wire.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Right on. Do you guys have Instagrams?
Yes.
For what are all your social medias for the
your podcast? Personal Instagrams?
Well, we have a Twitter, but I don't use Twitter, and
I've given up. I just can't. I can't do it. But we mostly use Instagram, and it's crimecats.truecrime.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Facebook page and group, and that's just Crime Cats, a true crime podcast.
Cool.
Yeah. And we try to be responsive.
Yeah. I mean, we're mostly, we're active more so on the Facebook group than the page itself, just because we want people to talk about our cases on there.
Right.
Like, what do you think? Talk about it.
Get some traction.
Yeah. We get feedback and what people think and their opinions and what we should do
next.
I ask,
hey, what do you want to hear about?
Yeah. We have a whole list of local stuff that we're about to start doing.
Yeah.
Nice.
Local to Baldwin County and Mobile.
Yeah.
So,
have you guys been able to find a lot of cases for the area?
Unfortunately, yes. There are a lot of, especially unsolved cases in the area.
There were 19 unsolved cases in Mobile in 2019.
Yep.
New cases.
Well, I was at work the whole time.
All of 2019.
All of 2019. Didn't get a day off. I was at work.
So we're going to start looking into those and... Our main goal is, when we do local cases, is to maybe someone hears it that knows something.
Yeah.
And
I like to put the whatever county it's in, phone numbers.
And if you have any information, do you guys do them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, we did on our one local case that we've done.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, it was two cases in one, but yeah.
They just said... Contact Michael McAuliffe.
Yeah.
If you have any information.
Give him your phone number.
Yeah.
And start getting a bunch of random calls.
I know where the bodies are buried, Michael.
Yeah.
Would that upset you?
I probably wouldn't answer. I usually don't answer the phone even when it's people calling me that I know. So, but would you guys rather somebody, you guys solve a case or like the thing we talked about earlier where somebody gets inspired and murders people?
Definitely solve.
Oh, definitely. I really don't want anybody to
be murdered.
That's a preference
that I have.
What if they're a really bad
person? What if they're a bad person? Just a bad scene.
Like what about Dexter?
Serial killer killing serial killers.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, does he kill bad people?
No,
he doesn't.
I think he just kills people that are in his way.
Annoying people.
That's true. It's like, oh, you don't like me? Well, you're dead.
Yeah, basically.
I don't know. Don't tell me. I haven't seen the whole series. I know.
Did you say C's?
Series.
Oh.
No, she's just directing me to...
No, I thought you were I haven't seen the whole C's. And I thought C's was
Just shortened of season.
Shortened for season. And I was like, is that what the kids are saying now?
It's not enough time to say season.
No.
It's just just too long of a word.
Right on.
Did you check out that?
It's like when you start hearing stuff like lit and fam, and you say it jokingly, but then it really starts being a part of your vocabulary.
Yeah. That happened to Joel, and then he did it to me, and I'm like, stop. I don't want to say it's lit.
That's the life cycle of whatever slang. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just shouldn't make fun of people, and then it won't happen to you.
That's impossible.
You can't ask that of me, for sure.
Cool. All right. Well, yeah. Make sure to check out all the social media. Yep. You want to run down it again? I forgot.
So we are on Instagram at crimecats.truecrime, and on Facebook at crimecats, a true crime podcast. I'm not even going to tell you guys our Twitter because I don't get on it.
Okay.
And then from the Facebook page, you can find our Facebook group.
Yes.
Nice. So,
cool. It's all on there.
Find y'all on Spotify and Apple iTunes, Podcasts. Apple Podcasts.
And Stitcher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yep.
Awesome.
Thank you guys for joining us and sharing.
Thanks for having us.
Sharing your truth.
Yeah.
We'll have to do this again.
Sharing your truth.
Yeah. Totally.
Okay.
Well, thanks, y'all.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Bye.